This goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, P-A-C. Fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Bruce Liscombe, L-I-S, like Sam, C-O, M like Mary, B like boy, E. Date of birth is 3-19 of 1951. Dear Brian, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Liscombe with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and congestive heart failure. He was hospitalized January 24th to January 27th for fluid overload, and also before that, in December, for fluid overload with decompensated congestive heart failure. He does have the history of ischemic cardiomyopathy. He's had coronary artery stents, pulmonary hypertension, and anterior wall MI in 2002. Also, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and a CRT hyphen D devices in place also. Currently, he's feeling better. His breathing is better, and he is doing better on torsemide as the Lasix was switched to torsemide. Generally, he takes at least 20 milligram of torsemide daily, and occasionally takes a second one if he gains more than 2 pounds of weight overnight or 5 pounds in a week. And that's when he would increase the dosing of the torsemide. He is feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No current cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No hemoptysis. Urine is clear. He feels as if he makes adequate amounts of urine. And no cloudiness or burning. No changes in the amount of urine he is producing. And he does have stable edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I'll highlight Coreg, 3.125 milligram twice a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Amarodione, 200 milligram daily. Entresto is 49/51 milligram, a half tab twice a day. Magnesium is 400 milligram twice a day. Torsemide, 20 milligram once daily and sometimes twice a day for the swelling. Also, Synthroid, Crestor, magnesium, and the low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 215 pounds. That is a 5-pound decrease since he was seen in this office September 30th of 2025, and he feels like he's losing fluid weight. Pulse is 72. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 102 over 60. Neck is supple, minimal or minor JVD. Heart is regular. The internal defibrillator is in place and non-tender. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft and non-tender without ascites and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 26th of 2026. Sodium is 140, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 23. Creatinine was 1.97 with estimated GFR of 36. Albumin 3.5. Calcium is 8.9. His hemoglobin is 10.5, hematocrit 31.5, white count is normal, and platelets are normal. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with recent hospitalizations for fluid overload. The patient is improving with the addition of amarodione as well as the switch from Lasix to torsemide. He is trying to limit fluid intake to 52 to 56 ounces in 24 hours, and he's carefully following a low-salt diet and a diabetic diet. Two, hypertension, it's well controlled, actually on the low side with all of his medications. Three, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. Four, congestive heart failure, also controlled. We've asked the patient to get lab studies done monthly for now, just due to the recent hospitalizations for the fluid overload with congestive heart failure, and the patient agrees to do so. And he will follow his low-salt diabetic diet and his fluid restriction. He'll continue the daily weights, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.